1280 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The 14-year-old suspect in Wednesday's school shooting in Georgia is under arrest, and so is his father. Police believe the boy received the AR-style rifle as a Christmas present from his dad.
One day after the deadly school shooting, authorities in Georgia doing something that is rare but may likely be done again, saying the blame for the gun and Saturday murders doesn't just go to the alleged shooter. It goes to his father as well.
ABC's Bill Ritter. Colt Gray, the 14-year-old, makes his first court appearance today. Colin Gray, the father, is in police custody. Today's monthly jobs report will likely mark a pivotal moment for the U.S. economy and the Fed. If the report shows hiring was weak last month, similar to soft figures in July, the Fed might deliver a larger-than-expected interest rate cut when it meets in a week and a half. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin in Ukraine saying President Biden will today announce another $250 million in funding for the war. This is ABC News. Two Nigerian men have been sentenced to more than 17 years in federal prison over an online scam that turned deadly.
Samuel and Samson Ogashi were found guilty of conspiracy to sexually exploit a minor after they extorted Michigan teenager Jordan DeMay. The 17-year-old homecoming king later took his own life, thrusting so-called sextortion into the national spotlight. The two men targeted DeMay by pretending to be a high school girl named Danny, eventually convincing DeMay to send explicit photos of himself. The scammers then demanded $1,000, threatening if he didn't pay, they would send those compromising photos to his friends and family. DeMay died by suicide just hours later.
Well, that's ABC's Andrew Dimbert. Red Lobster is back in business soon. The seafood restaurant chain emerging from bankruptcy following its endless shrimp fiasco, along with enormous debt, fewer customers, and dozens of closures. The company will keep all of its current locations open, it says, allowing 30,000 workers for now to stay on the job. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Shop Furlow Mattress during our Labor Day sale. It's our biggest sale of the season. Get a free box spring with a mattress purchase. Or upgrade to an adjustable base and save even more. At Furlow, every mattress we make is factory direct and custom made locally for you. And it's backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Don't fall for the other guy's mattress gimmicks. Furlow has no middleman, so you'll get the comfort you want and save a whole lot of money. American made, locally crafted. Furlow.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Pilot with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of Monday through Friday at 9 p.m. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Gordy here from the Mad Radio Morning Show. When you text us at Civic Media, our text line is sponsored by Rocket Industrial in Madison, chosen by 80% of Fortune 500 manufacturers in the United States that want to package with less. RocketIndustrial.com.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit WISCAP.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Joe Biden came to the Badger State Thursday. He touted his Investment in America plan, which includes laws like the American Rescue Plan Act, the Inflation Reduction Act, and the Bipartisan Infrastructure Law. His main focus was billions of dollars going to clean energy projects, many of them in the Midwest. Dairyland Power Co-op will get more than $500 million for new clean energy installations. And there's a new push to legalize medical marijuana in Wisconsin. Native American tribal leaders are behind what they call the Wisconsin Wellness Initiative. But Wisconsin has yet to join neighboring states where medical and recreational marijuana can be used. This really happens in a cycle, and it feels like it happens constantly. There's discussion, discussion dies, and then discussion begins again. A bill in the state assembly to create state-run medical marijuana dispensaries died last session in the state Senate. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, and this is Civic Media News.
The NFL season is underway. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Last night, the Kansas City Chiefs defeated the Baltimore Ravens 27-20. Tonight, it'll be the Green Bay Packers taking on the Philadelphia Eagles in Brazil to open up the Packers campaign. Quarterback Jordan Love is ready to go this season.
I definitely think it's a very cool opportunity to be able to play in front of a fan base who a lot of those people might not have seen an NFL game, might be the first NFL game, so I'm excited for it.
Kickoff tonight is after 7 p.m. You can hear the game on WRJN in southeastern Wisconsin, WRCO in southwestern Wisconsin, and WCQM in northern Wisconsin. Today is the start of a three-game homestand for the Brewers as they take on the Colorado Rockies. Milwaukee leads the NL Central by 9 games over the Chicago Cubs entering play today. The Brewers have lost 3 of their last 4 games, all of them in extra innings. And tonight is the third week of high school football in Wisconsin. Check your local Civic Media station for matchups. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is going to feel a little like fall here for a couple of days. Today, partly cloudy with a high in the mid-60s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop down into the upper 30s to low 40s. Tomorrow, sunshine, mid to upper 60s, and then mostly sunny. Back to the mid to upper 70s by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Civic Media's very own Uber extraordinaire producer Todd Michaels joins us to talk about the existence of ghosts. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Time once again for the John and Gordy Family Show.
Good morning.
WMDX 92.7 and 1580 AM. Oh, yes. What a beautiful, gorgeous morning in the capital city of Wisconsin, Madison.
Happy Friday, everybody. We sound very, very happy and yes. Perky. Good morning.
So radio announcerish.
Yes. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. It's Friday. Finally. Yes. Finally.
Finally,
Friday.
We're here. It's oh, here. My God. And it was a shortened week.
I know. Seemed like it took forever, though.
Yeah, to get to this point.
Mm-hmm. It's 6 minutes past the hour. Oh, wait a minute. Time check. It's actually now 7 minutes past
All
the
right.
hour.
All right.
We're going to keep you on time this morning.
It's amazing how you you caught that.
I did, yeah. Yeah, it's cool out there this morning. 56 degrees.
It is.
Currently.
We both have our long sleeve shirts on. That's different.
I got my Packers shirt on because I said let's wear our Packer gear.
And
everybody
agree.
Was on board on that. And here you don't have anything.
I forgot.
You forgot your
I did.
Dan Majkowski jersey or whatever it was.
Don Majkowski.
Yeah, the Dan. I call it Dan.
Oh, I thought you said Dan Majkowski. The Magic Man.
And I don't know what t-shirt you're wearing there. Sam,
and it's for the summer camp I used to wear. I forgot about the game happening today. I didn't think
Brazil.
To wear any. Well, yeah,
it's
exactly.
To,
it's out
easy
of the
to forget.
Why,
yeah. I'm saying, I'm agreeing with you.
Oh, okay.
People don't know about it because it's in Brazil.
Yeah, I thought you were trying to say it's a big deal because they're going out of the country.
I know,
to play
land
a game,
of Brazil but. Nuts.
Yeah, well, we're going to talk to Jimmy Cuska a little bit later on about
and find
the
out about
game.
That.
Yeah.
See if they're passing out Brazil nuts in the stands.
I think that's part of the deal, yeah.
Brazil nuts here. Hot Brazil nuts.
We got your nuts right here.
Are we getting into that now again?
No, not again.
The weather balls? You want to check out the balls as well?
Let's check out the lottery weather balls.
All right.
Sure, see what the afternoon high will be today. Mm-hmm. Look, it's cloudy out there this morning. See the clouds?
Weirdest. Yeah.
First ball is a 6.
Yeah.
The next ball is a 4.
Yeah, I know.
64 degrees for a high today. A little on the chilly side.
It is.
Yeah. Maybe even a little rain along the way, especially this afternoon. So we had a few sprinkles yesterday. I don't know if you knew that. Didn't last long.
I don't know.
Okay.
I guess so.
Okay.
Look, I was as tired as you were.
Yeah.
I passed out immediately when I got home.
By the way, thanks for giving me a ride to my colonoscopy appointment and a ride home.
Sure. Hey, that's what best friends are for.
I don't remember any of it. did we discuss anything on the way home?
No.
Okay.
It was totally silent. You never said a word.
I was still pretty wobbly just walking into your car.
It's funny because after I had mine too, Anne is always just amused at the conversations that we have on the way home.
Sure.
And I don't remember any of it.
Yeah, that's like me.
And then she fills me in, you know.
Yeah. No, I got home and I was, you know, watching TV, and I just kind of dozed off on the couch for about 3 hours.
Well, here you are.
Because I was really tired.
Well, here you are. You know, you go through that.
Preparation?
The whole thing.
Yeah.
You know, you go through the examination, and you're out, and you don't have anybody standing there listening to the doctor, the explanation.
Right.
What they think, how you should act afterwards, the whole thing. You don't have somebody to, you know, like, take care of you like that.
Yeah, I know he came and told me a few things,
but
I have no idea.
You don't remember anything.
Nothing.
I know. It's strange how you don't remember anything. Even just, you're high, but you should be able to remember it.
Well, you should. Thankfully, they send the, you know, information on a My Chart. You're on My Chart, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you can look it over later and you think, whoa, that happened?
Yeah.
Really? What? I don't understand.
It's all medical ease. And how do you understand any of that stuff?
Well, that's it. That's the way it goes. All right. Well, let's get into the National Day
all
calendar.
Right, let's do that.
Because, you know, it's what we do. 6 minutes. No, let's see.
Look at you. You
September
got a, like,
6th.
A list of things. I had like
a lot of
three things yesterday.
Yeah, don't
or
look
two
at,
things.
Don't look at the list.
Two.
Okay. Is it or is it not National?
I'll try not to. I'm not really that curious. Go ahead.
Is it or is it not National Chianti Day? How about National Food Bank Day? Is it National Marble Cake Day? Is it National Lazy Moms Day? Or is it National Read a Book Day? How about National Coffee Ice Cream Day? Which one of those days that I mentioned, John Peterson, does not belong?
Well, I think J.D. Vance made up the Lazy Moms Day, so that's an official day. Marble Cake Day?
You are correct.
Oh.
It is not Marble Cake Day. Might be some other day, but it's not today. But it is National Chianti Day. Do you like a good Chianti there?
Do we have do we have the quote?
do we have that?
No.
Oh, okay. I love a good Chianti.
Although Trump likes to talk about Hannibal Lecter.
Hannibal, yeah.
As a real person.
It's the first Friday in September each year. That ushers in a celebration worthy of a toast. National Chianti Day recognizes the most recognized red wines from the Tuscany region of Italy. Always leading with the Sangiovese grape, the ruby red wine is famous worldwide. And let's see, while Chianti is most associated with Tuscany, the smaller Chianti Classico region, located between red wine, Florence and the north, and Siena in the south, is the historical heartland
is,
of the
no
most
one likes
respected
Chianti.
Area.
I mean, just stop it. No one likes Chianti.
You know, you're
it's
right.
A cheap, it's awful
it
wine.
It doesn't really taste good, does it?
Well, remember, it was in these big, tall bottles, about 6 feet tall, and it had the straw wrap around it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little basket.
Yeah,
thing.
Yeah. And a lot of people always wanted to make some kind of bong. With it.
A bong with the Chianti
a gigantic
bottle.
6 foot tall.
Why'd you look at me when you said that, John?
Now I'm
have you tested
you.
That bong out that you found on the side of the road?
Does
yet?
It work?
Well, I
you
haven't
don't have
used
to
it yet,
it.
No, but you remember Jeff from Green Delivery Service?
Yes.
We talked to him for 420.
Yes.
Right.
Well, I made my first order from him yesterday. He dropped it off.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Excellent. Excellent.
Well, keep us posted.
Try it out.
On
yeah.
That.
Let us know if there are any leaks, any seals that need to be sealed up.
Right. It's National Food Bank Day, first Friday of September. Mm-hmm. Encourages you to commit to contributing to the cause that believes no one should go to bed hungry. Hunger may be as close as your neighbor or your coworker.
Well, not everybody thinks that. The bankers believe that you should go
to bed hungry.
Yeah. It's a motivator, you know. Work harder the next day.
Mm, yeah. Well,
keep those kids starved over the summer.
That's the way to
my
do it.
My God.
Huh?
Really? You can't make this stuff up sometimes. You
know?
You just think, what? Who thinks like that?
I know. Well,
man.
Thankfully, they're back to school now, and kids can eat again.
Start eating.
Jeez.
I know.
Did you know this? Food banks across the country help some 42 million people. 42 million men, women, and children go hungry without food banks. People struggle to put the food on the table.
We used to have a garden out at my wife's parents' house.
Right.
They have 5 acres, and we had this fantastic garden. And one of the most incredible plants are squash plants.
You get so many squash.
I love it.
Just
squash.
One plant is crazy.
Yeah.
And it's butternut squash. And we had so much of that stuff that we took almost all of it to the food bank.
No kidding.
So that's my story.
Yeah. I love squash.
Yeah.
Yeah. Haven't had that in a while.
Did you make anything with all the squash you had?
Oh, man, did we? Oh, sure.
Yeah,
sure.
Like what? Squash
pie. Kids got tired of squash. I mean, when they were babies, you know, we would use the squash and make baby food out of it.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
And then, of course, we made bread out of it. and it's just great with butter.
Hmm. Okay.
Getting hungry now, John.
Yeah.
I know.
Here we go. Talking food again early in the morning. It's National Lazy Moms Day.
Oh, great.
Yeah, this is good. We're going to hear from... Should I skip this?
We've got a couple of stories from J.D. Vance on this, and it's just outrageous.
Okay.
It's just outrageous.
Well, it is National Lazy Moms Day, according to the National Day Calendar today. Busy moms know that the work of being a parent is never done. However, occasionally parents need to recharge. So the laundry,
so
the dishes.
So we call them lazy? Well, that's nice. Holy crap. Talk about no harmony at home. Jeez.
The laundry and the dishes will be there later. When possible, finding someone to watch the children for a few hours is worth it. Sometimes all a mom needs is a nap.
When did they write this? In the 50s?
I don't know. I guess so. Other times, mothers and fathers, too, seek adult conversation. So that's what Lazy Moms Day is supposedly all about.
There's no good way of describing Moms Day.
Yeah. I don't get it. But all right. Okay. National Read a Book Day.
Mm-hmm.
Read a book. We were talking about this the other day.
You
don't read books,
anymore,
do you?
You read books, right?
I do. I got
paper
a lot of books.
You don't like the...
No, I like hardcover, too. I got...
Paper. Yeah.
Yes.
Not the Kindle type.
No. I had a Kindle for about, 2 months, and I couldn't stand it.
I know. That was
it.
Too 21st century, wasn't it, for you?
No, I just didn't like it.
I got it.
National Read a Book Day is observed annually on September 6th.
What's this?
It's Reading Rainbow.
Oh,
yeah.
This was like my childhood, John.
Yes.
Your kids, too, you said.
My kids, yeah. We watched Reading Rainbow. It was a great show. Yeah.
Reading Rainbow. On August 9th. First, we were talking about September 6th. Now we're talking about August 9th. We all celebrated National Book Lovers Day. This is different. This is Read a Book Day. While the bookish days may seem similar, National Read a Book Day invites us all to grab a book we might enjoy and spend the day reading. Okay.
Gee, thank you for that advice.
Do you have a library card anymore? Either of you? Do you still?
I did. I updated mine. I couldn't even read anything off of the old card that I had, and I had to actually request it.
Did
I said,
you?
"You guys you can't see my name. You can't see the barcode on the back anymore."
Wow.
Shouldn't I get a new one? Oh yeah. Okay. Here. Gave
okay.
One. But I used to. I used to go to the library all the time and get Blu-rays.
Yeah. Well, you know, libraries have a lot of different things besides books nowadays.
Wow, thank you.
Okay.
I went there to get Blu-ray.
I don't know. Yeah, that's...
Well, you know, they have graphic novels there.
They have a lot of
stuff.
They've got video. They've
areas
got,
for different age groups.
You've got slides and film strips. Remember film strips?
Yes.
With the record.
Yeah.
Ding.
Yeah.
You flip it to the next thing in the... Yeah, film strip deal. Okay, National Coffee Ice Cream Day. Let's get to it.
Oh, I love that stuff.
National Coffee Ice Cream Day permits us to indulge in caffeinated desserts. Coffee lovers will delight in the opportunity, especially if they enjoy ice cream.
Coffee
ice cream.
This is the original version.
Yeah. All right. Enjoy your coffee ice cream this morning. It is 18 minutes past the hour. It's a Friday. We're just getting going on the John and Gordy Show on WMDX.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matinee on Air.
Ever heard of Joan Bollweg? She's your state senator. And she's got one of the worst records on women in the entire state Senate. But don't take our word for it. Listen to women who live in her district.
Joan Bollweg wants to ban abortion, even in cases of rape, incest, and when the mother's life is at risk.
And would jail doctors who perform them.
Bollweg voted to ban birth control, too, and to deny rape victims emergency contraception.
Banning all abortion. banning birth control. Bolwick even wrote a law that would force doctors to perform C-sections on women who need an abortion. Some decisions should only be between a woman and her doctor. But Joan Bolwick thinks politicians like her should make them for you.
No one wants to tell you what to do with your body more than Joan Bolwick.
But she can't tell you what to do with your vote.
There's a better choice. Vote Sarah Kieski for State Senate. Paid for by Kieski for Wisconsin.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lawball Show.
I'm the son of a third-generation farmer. I've been married 10 years to the farmer's daughter. I'm a God-fearing, hard-working combine driver, hogging up the road on my plower, chugga-lugga-lugging 5 miles an hour on my international harvester.
Why are we playing that? What is that?
Why are we playing a tractor song? For it. You know, we've opened up the
All men and boys like tractors?
Sure.
We do. Yeah.
Exactly.
But why today are we playing a tractor song?
Well, today in 1892, John Froelich, he invented and then sold on this day the first gasoline-powered tractor.
Oh, wow. 1892?
Yeah, crazy stuff. Not long after the first automobile.
Well, it's about time, you know. I mean, this really revolutionized farming.
You ever go to these old tractor shows? They have one up in Baraboo every
year. They do.
I've been to them, yeah.
On Sand Road.
What do they call it? Old machinery?
Yeah, gas-powered.
Gas-powered something or other,
something,
right?
Or other club.
And they're wild. I mean,
it's amazing.
How they transport all those machines, all those old harvesters, all those old vehicles up there, the farm equipment.
I know.
Just amazing stuff.
Yeah. Well, a lot of them are stored nearby, actually.
But they are.
Yeah. But, yeah, they usually get a couple of hundred of these really old tractors.
It's great stuff.
Fascinating
kids
to look
this
at.
Stuff.
Yeah. And then most of them still work.
Yeah.
You know, after all these years. So we salute John Froelich. For the first gas-powered tractor, 1892. Anything else in the history book, Sam?
Let's see. I don't know much about this guy at all. I just know that he's one of the presidents who have been assassinated. Today in 1901, President William McKinley was killed by an assassin. I was reading a little short thing about this. The Secret Service was a thing at the time, and it was like already had been repurposed to protect the president.
Sure.
And they beefed up security because this wasn't the first time somebody tried to kill him.
Right.
Wow.
They were successful this time, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But that happened on this day in 1901. And then
the Secret Service was around even in Lincoln's time, the first president to be assassinated.
Yes.
But that guy, you know, was drunk or something, or walked away from his duty, his post. Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
Secret Service is really.
It was on a PBS for children's history program, wasn't it?
Yeah. They're still having issues with the Secret Service.
Yeah.
You know?
I know. And, you know,
there's no perfect way.
The latest supposed attempt on Trump.
Right.
The guy just climbed a ladder up to a roof where he was clearly visible to everyone around him.
Actually, he didn't even use the ladder. He jumped up on an air conditioning unit. Really? They made one of those animated graphics to show how it happened. He didn't need the ladder. He didn't need a ladder at all. Anybody could have done that.
Really?
It's crazy.
I know. You're not a conspiracy theorist, are you? You think that was a real attempt, or was it something that Victor Orban planted in his head a few weeks earlier? Look, he met with Victor. Victor faked his own assassination in order to boost his ratings.
Wow.
And then this happened.
I don't think this is a conspiracy, no. I think it was a...
I'm not into that kind of stuff.
Yeah, are you sure you're not the conspiracy theorist?
I'm starting to.
Everybody, get your tinfoil hats on.
I know. But you know, there are so many things that point in that direction, and yet, the FBI has determined that there was no collusion. Mm-hmm. That the person who tried to assassinate him had no connections with anyone at all. They went through everything. And so there were no outside contacts. So that tells me that, you know, it was a real attempt.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, there are all these other factors.
Yeah. That's the thing. How do you prove it, you know?
Yeah.
Go by the official statements, or do you, you know, start your own investigation?
The biggest question I have is that he doesn't talk about it much. And I would think that Mr. Victimhood over there would be on this constantly reminding us, right?
Yeah.
But he doesn't. Mm. And there's a reason for it, because he doesn't want to talk about it or reveal anything that he shouldn't reveal. I don't know.
I don't know either.
I'm just
about
a skeptical look on my face. Yeah.
All right.
Well,
we won't solve it here. Let's move on.
Not talking about it. I'll just think about it.
Okay.
Oh, now we got the students running down the street again.
Oh, look at them all. Oh, there must be 40 or 50
of them. We don't have our street cam anymore because it's pointed at you, John.
That's right.
You think you're more important than the street cam?
Yeah, that's too bad.
Can't we afford another camera?
Am I out of color again?
Yeah, you're looking like a vampire again.
You're looking like a Smurf. You're a little blue.
What the hell?
It could be the camera.
Maybe we should just like put a colored filter in front of it so that'll fix it.
That would be a good idea. Anything else in the history?
Yeah, a couple more things. Okay. Today in 1916, the first self-service grocery store opened. So you remember we talked about shopping carts. People didn't understand that at first. People, I don't think understood this exactly either, where you walk in, you pick up all your food, and then you go to a checkout line.
Right. They didn't get it.
Right.
Pretty groundbreaking.
Before that, you just came with your list of groceries that you needed, mm-hmm. and then you gave it to the clerk, and then they gathered it all, bagged it, rung it up, and then you walked out.
Yeah, I think they put it in boxes back then.
Yeah,
like at Petticoat Junction.
Hooterville?
Hooterville.
Petticoat Junction? The greatest shows. What kind of grocery store was that?
It was a Piggly Wiggly.
Waiting for you to get to that. Yeah, Piggly Wiggly. They still exist.
Yeah, they have one out in Cross Plains.
They got one in Sauk City, too.
Oh, they do?
Yeah. Used to have one in Richland Center. That one closed down. It's sad. Yeah. Sad. Yeah. Any birthdays?
Roger Waters from Pink Floyd. He was born today in 1943.
Controversial guy.
Great stuff. Yeah, he's very political.
He speaks out.
Had some great songs.
Yeah. What are we listening to here?
Another brick
in that wall.
I don't know Pink Floyd all that well. This is like one of three songs that I know.
Right? I know. I used to get requests for this constantly. by all the kids going back to school, and I was working at Q106, and this was their request constantly.
Really?
But I kind of like it now. I really burn out on it, but I like it now.
Yeah. John, are you just another brick in the wall?
Nope, not me.
That's good.
Hey, look, I'm going to my reunion tonight. So
your high school reunion?
I'm gonna introduce myself as one of those bricks in the wall.
Okay. What are the activities they have planned for you at the
I don't know. I'm just going to eat and leave. That's all I'm going
to
do.
You just show. Well, it's not even free food. I was going to say you show up anywhere there's free food, but you had to pay to go to this.
I did, and that's why we're going.
Oh yeah.
Oh jeez.
What high school did you go to?
Hamilton High School on the south side of Milwaukee. There was it was a Sussex Hamilton too. Why I don't know, but
Sussex Hamilton.
They were an impersonator high school.
You liked the high school? Alexander. Was it good school?
Yeah. No.
Were you there all?
No, it was like a prison. It really was. It was this big, giant block, square block.
Mm.
Very few windows.
Nice.
Yeah, I didn't like it at all. It was an awful place.
That's sad.
Yeah.
And yet you want to go back. Are they having it at the high school?
No.
They don't have it at the high school
anymore. No, it's at a country club on the south side of Oak Creek.
Well, that's good. So the food will be good.
Yeah, you know, I went on Google Maps just to find it and make sure I know where I'm going and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And it pointed me to that address, but it was an apartment complex.
What?
We're heading out of the pool, having a picnic out of the pool at an apartment complex.
So
they went all out.
You don't know any of the people that are going to be there? Do you know some of them?
People might have seen me in the halls.
Okay.
That's about it.
Okay. Well, you'll have to tell us how it goes.
All right, it will.
All right, on Monday. 29 minutes past the hour. It's the John and Gordy Show for Friday. A little bit later, in about an hour, Rocker will be here.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Well, we might be experiencing a little cool weather on a Friday morning, but I'll tell you what, on the West Coast, they're crossing their fingers. They're going to feel the same. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Yeah, in the West and Southwest this summer, they've continued to break records when it comes to the heat that their animals are forced to endure. Cody Koster, broker analyst with EverAg out of their Michigan office, says that's forced a lot of dairy operations in California and other areas of the West to start moving cattle yet again.
Yeah, we've seen, triple digits out on the West Coast again this week, and I don't know if it's supposed to subside into this weekend and get a little bit better next week or not, but right now, very hot and very dry out in the California area. More down on milk production on the West Coast. We've got cattle that are kind of changing hands here and there, and then you get to the Midwest, like we were just talking about, and we've got 51 degrees here in Michigan this morning, so it is quite the contrast from coast to coast at this point in time.
Cody Koster, broker analyst with EverAg out of their Michigan office, and just so you know, Modesto, California, a major area where there's a lot of dairy cattle, today they're expected to touch out right around 104 degrees. Markets and overnight electronic trade, they are not hot on a Friday morning. Numbers are next.
Corn rootworm is a ruthless pest, which is why Bayer is relentless in its innovation. SmartStax Pro with RNAi technology is here. With an RNAi-based mode of action unlike anything that's come before, plus two proven BT traits, it's innovation that equals the strongest biotech defense in medium to high corn rootworm pressure environments from Bayer. Talk to your seed dealer about defending like a pro with SmartStax Pro technology. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices. Copyright 2024 Bayer Group. All rights reserved.
Are crumbling roads making your job difficult? The Agricultural Road Improvement Program is a resource that can help. Applications are now open and will close on September 30th. Help your local town or county apply for this valuable investment in local roadways by filling out the Farmer Support Form, now available at WFBF.com. Wisconsin Farm Bureau, the trusted voice leading Wisconsin agriculture forward.
Barrel and block cheese both remained unchanged yesterday in Chicago. The AA butter, though, gained another penny and a half to 3.16 and a quarter per pound. The October Class 3 milk that goes into cheese this morning down 4 cents, 22.82 a hundredweight. Currently, December new crop corn's unchanged at 4.11. November new crop beans are down 2 at 10.22, and December new crop wheat is down a penny and a half, 5.73 a bushel. There's a quick market snapshot on a Friday morning. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It is going to feel a little like fall here for a couple of days. Today, partly cloudy with a high in the mid-60s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop down into the upper 30s to low 40s. Tomorrow, sunshine, mid to upper 60s, and then mostly sunny. Back to the mid to upper 70s by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54.
Tommy! I can't wait for golf this weekend, huh, buddy? Time flies. Love you, man. Oh, don't forget your knee brace again. We aren't in college anymore.
Moments together matter, so help protect yourself from RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60 plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV, and there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Dom Salvia, who joins me to talk about his new show here on Civic Media. And it's a bar band Friday night as Max Inc's Terry Barr brings new music and sparkling conversation.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Yeah.
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 Do it. Talk. He said that. Talking the radio. WMDX 92.7 and 1580 AM. The John and Gordy Show. Check out the Civic Media app if you can and just text us or give us a call. We'd love to hear from you, get your input. Mm-hmm. No one's texted us this morning.
Well, maybe it's because they don't know the number. It's 608-879-8255. All you right. didn't mention that.
Or talk, right.
608-879-TALK. And you can text us there or call us there. This portion of the John and Gordy Show is sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. You can find them on Madison's east side or west side or online at verlo.com. It's 6:35. Going to be a beautiful day. High about 64. Right now, 56 degrees.
You know, we're going insane with the road construction around town.
I know.
I mean, there are changes every day. The newspaper tries to keep us updated, but, then there are special events.
Yeah?
What do you mean? Where they close off streets and they have running routes for whatever it is.
Speaking of that, there's an Ironman this weekend.
So they're going to close off streets that way. We've got closed off streets for road construction. We've got closed off streets for building construction. We have closed off streets for everything. And then now they're going to do something to John Olin Drive, one of the main drags into town.
Wait a minute.
Between the...
John Olin Drive?
Yeah, John Olin Drive. Yeah,
what's going to happen there?
They're going to change a few things there, a couple of extra lanes. They might be doing away with that. Wow. A section of John Olin will be closed starting Monday due to the resurfacing of Olin Turville Court and East Lake Street. Now, if you're not
Lakeside.
Familiar with, yeah, Lakeside Street.
I used to live on Lakeside, yeah.
But, you know, I think these are streets going into the park, isn't it?
Yeah, near the park, right.
And then the city wants to test the possibility of getting rid of these lanes on John Olin permanently.
What?
And this reconstruction is part of a bigger project to remodel the Monona Lakefront. And God knows what that's going to be like. I mean, it's a great remodeling, and they're going to control runoff into the lake and actually purify water as it runs off into the lake. So it's really a great idea. But can you imagine the construction and remodeling of that?
That's going to start in 2026, the remodeling of the Monona Lakefront.
Right. So we might as well just forget about the lakefront completely or even going downtown for that matter.
Just shut down John Olin Drive for a couple of years.
It off.
Shut it down for 2 or 3 years.
Close off the entrance ramp and everything else like that. Just
the Monona Lakeway Project, it's called. Great.
Do they have any plan for what they would do if they, like, why do they want to close down lanes? What are they going to do?
They're going to resurface some of them, and then they're going to think about maybe closing off some of these. They have turn lanes. They have extra lanes on John Olin,
right?
Which turn right into the park.
Right.
Oh, maybe
Once you get onto the isthmus, turn onto the streets. Yeah.
So they'd have a different way to get to the park.
Yeah, maybe a different entrance or a different way. Mm. So who knows how they're going to revamp it.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
More construction. More lanes closed. Yeah. More headaches. It's nearly impossible to get around.
Can't they just do it all at once so we can just have a decade without road construction? But we can't do that because, most of the construction downtown are new buildings.
Right.
And then they have to get all their equipment in around the building, so they close off lanes that we have on John Olin and Gorham.
Yeah, and then they have trouble. You know, they hit pipelines, they hit an electrical thing.
Yeah,
manhole covers go flying around. Nobody knows who's
scaring radio announcers. They're broadcasting. My goodness!
Actually, I was doing some checking on that, and I'm doing an investigative report, a John and Gordy investigative report. I found out that MG&E actually hired some consultants. Because they couldn't figure it out. I guess what happened. So now they've hired an outside firm to come in and sort it all out. What happened?
Is Tunnel Bob on that commission?
Tunnel Bob is on the commission. He is the commissioner report.
Didn't you say he's almost impossible to understand? So, I'm ready for that report.
Can you get in touch with Tunnel Bob and get his input on this? Are you trying? Have you gotten
anywhere
on that?
I haven't seen him. He's always around the UW campus, though.
Okay.
Don't encourage him. This kid, Sam, is thinking about doing his own tunnel bobbing.
Yeah, I don't know if I said it on the air. There's a giant storm grate in front of my house, like in my front yard.
Yeah.
And it's unlocked, and I can just like lift it up and crawl down into the storm drains if I wanted to. I kind of want to go. I want to go explore it. And my girlfriend, is doing everything she can to discourage me from doing so.
Well, that seems unsafe. You could just open it up and go in there.
Yeah, it probably should be locked, but.
Well, okay. Tell somebody when you're going to do it, because if you don't come back,
if I never come back, you know where I am.
We could always write a song about it,
right?
What is the ETA? Was that it?
The MTA, the guy who went on a train MTA? And never came back.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Oh boy.
Oh okay. Man, this is crazy stuff already. And we haven't even started Idiocracy.
Okay, so let's get it off.
Let's move into that area.
All right,
gently.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down. With no natural predators to thin the herd, it began to simply reward those who reproduced the most and left the intelligent to become an endangered species.
That's what happened.
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Yeah, I guess. Oh, my gosh. There's so much going on, right?
I know.
You know? Trump was asked, how are you going to pay for child care? And,
the headline is Trump struggles to articulate child care plans.
Just
he struggles to articulate
rant.
Anything.
Anything, really? Yeah. Come on. And we were just laughing over the break.
Yeah. The gas prices.
Trump will cut energy costs for gasoline.
Yeah.
He doesn't like the $3 now.
Right.
So he wants to bring it down to $2. I heard him talking about this. Well, gas used to be like $1.92.
Yeah, during the pandemic. When nobody could go anywhere.
No one was driving. They had a surplus of gasoline out there, and they were selling it for almost nothing.
Yeah.
So, and that they even had an explanation on screen that we could read where they said it would take it as some kind of major, you know, economic downturn of some sort in order to create low gasoline prices like that again. But he's guaranteeing that.
Right.
If he's elected, gasoline prices are going right down.
He's going to
So what he's saying is if he's elected, he's going to single-handedly tank the U.S. economy.
Apparently. Well,
just to bring those prices down.
He's going to cut all the energy prices in half. That was that was one of the headlines. And then the byline underneath on the CNN crawl there, it said experts skeptical about Trump's claims to get gas below $2. Yeah, skeptical.
Well, yeah, keep your credibility, folks.
Okay.
It's not working.
All right.
All right, let's get into something else, too. You know, we don't like a draft. No one wants a conscription, right?
Right.
They don't want to get drafted again.
No.
But, how about this? This is a wonderful idea from a right-winger that likes the land. It's Kelly, and I saw this posting on X. She said, the concept, every American citizen has to do at least one season of farm work on our farms.
What?
No more importing those workers. It will be a national duty. Everyone is drafted to one season of farm labor in their life between the ages of 18 and 30. All other factors of life support this. Here's something that she wrote.
How's this going to work?
I don't know.
That's dumb.
Crazy as heck. Yeah. I can't imagine living in one of those little houses on the farm.
No.
Yeah, one season. My God. Okay, here's something else she posted. I went to her site, and she wrote this. Lefties, slaves built this country. Okay, lefties say slaves built this country. And then she comes back with, and this is, I guess, a brilliant statement. Lefties. Slavery is bad. So think about that. Really.
Is bad.
Yeah. We say slaves built this country, which is supposed to be bad, and then lefties, slaves.
Who is
slavery
this saying
is
this?
Bad.
Yeah.
This is an ex-poster, right? And she's out there suggesting everybody work on a farm for
What's
at
her
least
name?
One season. It's Kelly. Okay.
Just Kelly.
Well, I could tell you her last name, but I don't think that would be right.
Oh. It's just some random person.
Yes, just a random person.
So she's saying you're going to work on the farm for a season.
Yes.
To everybody between the ages of 18 and what, 34 or something?
Yeah. 18 and 30.
Okay.
If it was set up like a program like the CCC was, the Civilian Conservation Corps,
right?
I think that would be an interesting sort of program to have, but definitely not to just draft everybody into a year of farm service.
Well, we don't need the CCC at this point.
Well,
maybe if Donald Trump is elected and we can bring those gas prices down.
But you're going to bring people out to the farm that have never even seen a cow or anything. Come on. Really? Just take them out there and lift some bales of hay for a while. Right?
Have you noticed that every solution that Trump has is based on the price of gasoline? Everything.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The prices of food. He's going to solve that by bringing gas prices down. He thinks that's the reason food is so high. It's not greedflation. It isn't taking advantage of a downturn in the economy because of the COVID pandemic.
It's not because there's
supply chain.
Six major companies own all of the food chains.
That too.
Right.
That too.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there are so many other. It's too complicated for him, and we want to see him as our president, I guess, somewhere along the way. Okay, now we got J.D. Vance, the crazy guy, right?
Okay.
This is nuts stuff, okay? He is he's out there, and he's railing on childless women again. As valueless. Why don't we go to cut 44 on this? This is Vance talking about women again.
Oh, no.
My God.
Here we go.
He's got problems, man.
Is that from today, John? Cut 44?
Yeah.
You didn't give me your flash drive today, John.
Oh, wait a minute. Okay. Oh, hang on.
In the meantime,
we got
a text here. The CCCP forced citizens to work on farms during the Cultural Revolution. Is that what Kelly wants?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Sure.
Maybe you could also. I have a cut that you could get to. It's cut 194 from last month.
Okay, one moment, please. Let me just remind everybody the John and Gordy Show is sponsored by Verlo Mattress in Madison.
Yeah.
Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's east side or west side, or just go online, verlo.com. 646.
What was last month's cut?
I think it's 194. It's Randy Weingarten, okay? And she is the union president for the teachers.
Okay.
And, of course, you know, you got to always lay into the teachers' union because they're bad. And, you know, J.D., he does his investigative reporting, and he likes to turn people in. Do you have it?
I do, but it's too long.
Oh, no.
Here we go.
We've lost time.
All right. Well, okay. That's your mulligan today.
Do we have enough
time one mulligan.
For cut 44 today?
Time is ticking away.
I'm pulling it up. Jeez, this is long too, John. This is like 3 minutes long. Unfortunately, no.
Okay.
We can maybe get to it later.
That's all right. Yeah, you know.
Hey, the Packers are playing tonight. Did either of you watch the big NFL game last night, the first game of the season between
happened?
The Kansas City Chiefs?
Watch it?
I did. And the Baltimore Ravens came down to the last second. A guy caught a touchdown, we thought was a touchdown, which would have tied the game, the Ravens, and they looked at the replay and his toe was just barely half an inch onto the line. And so that touchdown was disallowed. And the Chiefs won that game against the Ravens. Tonight, it's the Packers playing in Brazil. And they're taking on, the Eagles, Philadelphia Eagles. We're going to talk to Jimmy Koska.
Koska will be here, yeah.
No, you know, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce were back in the news.
I saw it
on the CNN crawl this morning.
Yeah, she was there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's right. The camera was ready. She waved to them.
Right.
How you doing, guys?
Yeah. The Megas were getting all upset. Oh, there she's at a game again. It's all a political conspiracy.
There was a hoax. Tying somebody had posted an AI contract that made it seem like Kelce and Taylor were actually faking it all along.
They made this romance up.
Yeah, they made it to boost viewing of these football games.
No kidding.
Boost her concert. Reactions.
Okay.
And of course, now.
She doesn't need any boosting. She's already the most famous pop star ever.
No, that's what's so crazy about this, right?
I know.
And so the contract said that they're going to end their relationship in the middle of September.
According to,
here you go with your conspiracy theories again.
I know. The tinfoil hat. I'm starting to get influenced by the Megas. Help me, please. Help me. There's got to be some kind of recovery program for
beyond
this.
Help at this point. I don't know. 6:49, and what do we have coming up, John? What's coming up, next?
Coming up next? Jimmy's in queue here.
Oh, excellent. We'll talk to Jimmy and find out about the Packers and the Eagles in Brazil tonight on the John and Gordy Show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
Tell all the people across the USA, I love my Green Bay Packers, who won the first Super Bowl.
That's a recent release.
That's it. I love my Green
No. Oh, yes. WMDX, the John and Gordy Family Show, and we have a special guest this morning. Mm-hmm. Jimmy Cuska is on the line. Welcome.
Good morning, Jimmy.
Morning. Great to be on with you guys this morning.
It's fantastic to hear from you. We've got a big game coming up from Brazil, land of the Brazil nuts. This is a game that is actually going to take place. They're not going to stop it because of Elon Musk, right?
Yeah, they're going to play it. And, you know, what's funny is that all this week I had people texting me, messaging me, even here right at Civic Media, like wondering, hey, you know, are they actually doing this? Are they going to cancel it, postpone it? There's, you know, protests over free speech and there's all, you know, all these concerns about player safety. And those, right. You know, it was funny listening to the coaches and the players this week in their press conferences, and they addressed all of this too. And they talked about how so much of this week, you know, they're focused on the opponent, mm-hmm. but there was this whole extra layer of how are we going to be safe, mm-hmm. safety, where you're going, just basic logistics when you're in a foreign country that adds a whole extra layer to preparation for a football game. So it was interesting hearing from everybody talking about that.
That's right.
So they're playing the Eagles tonight, and you can see that game, I guess, on Peacock. So you have to find that and pay to play.
Do you have to pay for that, or is that something that's free on Peacock?
And you can also, of course, hear it.
Of course.
On civic media stations around the state.
Yeah. That's what you should do. Just listen to it.
That's what I'm going to do, because I'll be at a reunion, probably driving back from Milwaukee. So I'll listen to it on the way back.
That's right. So what? How are the Eagles shaping up against the Packers tonight? What's the line? What's the Vegas gambling line? I want to know.
Gordy's a gambler.
I want to put some money down on this.
We're trying to break his habit, but he's still working it.
Right. Oh my goodness! Well, you know, it's funny because the Eagles are favored. They're favored. I think the latest is somewhere between 2.5 and 3, depending on where you're going. So. Okay. If that's what you're into, but what's interesting about this game is that I think both teams come in, they look, just from the outside looking in, there's a lot of similarities between the two teams based on what they have to. They both have to work in new running backs, right? They both have new defensive coordinators, so the storylines there of just there's a lot of new things happening, but they also bring in young quarterbacks who. You know, really the fate of each team kind of hinges on whether or not those two quarterbacks are going to perform. And that'll determine how far those teams go. I know Packers fans have heard it all off season. Jordan Love, he had half a good season and now, you know, they back up the money truck for him and he's paid more than anybody.
Right.
So there's a lot of pressure on a young quarterback for that. Now a second year starter coming in. There's history, of course, with the Packers and Eagles and Jordan Love. Having to come in for Aaron Rodgers, kind of where Love got his start playing quarterback. So there's some intrigue in this matchup. And, you know, for a week one game, I think for the Packers, you know, if you're going to get an opponent like this right out of the gate, I think that actually plays in your favor because there are a lot of unknowns for both teams.
Well, we're going to see, we're going to find out if my lucky Jordan Love jersey will help them win if I wear it. So we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Okay.
I got to ask you a question about the backup quarterback for the Packers. I can't remember his first name. Clifford.
Sean Clifford, yep.
Yeah, they let him go, and I thought he was really, really good. And even though not many of the receivers caught what he was passing them, you know, I don't think it was Clifford's fault during the preseason. Did you watch any of that stuff? What's your input on that? What are your thoughts?
They actually had talked a lot about this too, about the quarterback situation and the roster and everything. And you know, it just seems like for the Packers that they're just trying to find, you know, that plan B that fits what they're trying to do the best. Mm-hmm. When they talked about this, it was, you know, the roster and everything like that. You get to hear directly from Brian Gutekunst about it. And, they said the roster is always fluid, especially this first week. You don't even know sometimes like the day of, hey, is this roster changing going in? And it's going to change, you know, week one to week two is where you see a lot of the biggest changes with the NFL team.
I did not know that. Okay.
Yeah. Any football coach that I've ever interviewed, and I can even speak from it now as now that I am a high school coach too, you see a lot of improvement from week one to week two. That's where you see the most growth, the most improvement, because at first game, a lot of weird things happen in that first game, in that opener. And in the NFL, there's 17 of these they got to get through, right? They got a lot of football to play. So they got to get through week one. I just think for the Packers, from what they've said, from all indications, you know, that backup quarterback spot, they really need someone that kind of fits the play style of Jordan Love the best. That someone that can step in and you know, they don't have to adjust and change a whole lot when they bring someone else in.
Talk to Jimmy Cuska here, our sports guy. And, Jimmy, what about Badgers taking on South Dakota or hosting them at Camp Randall Saturday? What do you think about this game?
You know, these FCS schools from the Dakotas are all pretty dang good, right? So there's a lot of Wisconsin ties. You had a lot of high school players from Wisconsin that are going to play for the North Dakota, South Dakota, and the state schools, of course, over there. So those are always fun things to watch. You know, it's an FCS versus, Power 5 game, though. So you go in with a certain level of expectation that the Badgers should take care of some business. Last week, things were a little dicey there going into the fourth quarter. You know, they're trailing going in there. I'm thinking, wow, this is not going the Badgers' way. But again, that was week one. It is week two. It's an FCS opponent on the home turf. The Badgers should be just fine.
Okay. Well, good deal.
You know, I think we could call Jimmy,
what?
The Tim Waltz of Civic Media.
What are you going for here?
Well, he was a coach. High school coach.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's right.
I was telling our friend Chad Holmes up in Wausau, I'm like, hey, you have to ask him for his playbook from when he was a coach on defense. He was a defensive coordinator because we're getting gashed on defense. We've got 450 yards in both our games. Like, I could really use some help over here.
There you go. And it could lead into a vice president of candidacy.
Team do you coach for, Jimmy?
I live in Boskenville, Wisconsin, southwestern Wisconsin. So I'm an assistant coach here. Yep.
Excellent.
What's the name of the team?
Boskenville.
I mean, what is there like
the mascot
or something?
Oh, Bulldogs. Yes.
The Bulldogs. Boskenville Bulldogs. All right.
The most common high school nickname in Wisconsin is Bulldogs. So.
Oh, it is.
We're one of them.
Okay. Well, Jimmy, thanks for being with us. Hey, we're going to check in with you maybe from time to time on some of the upcoming football season and, of course, the Brewers.
When two guys who don't really follow sports have a question, we'll be talking to you, all right?
Oh, I'm used to it, man. In this company, I'm totally used to it. Between me and Mike Clements, we got you covered. So.
All right.
Excellent,
thank
Jimmy.
Thank you for covering.
Appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon. 6:58, coming back with more of the John and Gordy Show on WMDX.
Let the sun shine. It's the John and Gordy Show.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, be here next time when our old friend Brady Ewing, former Wisconsin Badgers, stops by with his annual picks, and our friend Peter Rapine from EPOM's World with a week in review. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
At Fleet Farm, we know every opening day doesn't begin and end with us. But if it did, we've got you covered.
Everyday hunting gear from Winchester, Remington, and Bear. Everyday fishing gear from Daiwa, St. Croix, and Rapala. Everyday yard cleanup from Scott's, Fiskars, and Agri-Fab. Whatever makes your day, we're right there with you. At Fleet Farm, we've got everything you need for everyday life.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.